Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You already know I'm your girl, Simone. And yes, this is a new episode, finally. You know, I think the last two episodes have been repeats because, you know, your host, we grinding and grinding it out and getting contracts signed and trying to get folks on, but it's working out. But I love being on. I love the emails. Thank you all so much. The inboxes, everything. Thank you. It has been certainly, Brothers Echo is really, to my knowledge and from what I'm understanding, is really helping people. And it's also helping me as well. So thank you all. Thank you to all of you. I say thank you all. Thank you to each and every one of you that tunes in, that supports this podcast. Thank you. Because one thing about podcasts, there are like millions at this point, I feel like. And maybe it's just me. I feel like this show is different. And why I feel like that is because, for like this is because one thing I will never do and I don't ever want to do, and I don't use the word never lightly, but I'm going to use it this time. Never do is major in the minors. What are the minors? The minors are, you know, talking about someone's personal life, someone's downfall, getting to the T, talking about things that, instead of things that have torn a person down, that's not uplifting someone. I'm not about that life. I'm not about sitting on a microphone talking about someone else in any way that I would not want to be talked about myself. You know, I find it interesting when you read on these blogs and listen to certain podcasts, and people take pleasure in the difficult moments of someone's life. They take pleasure in that for some reason, and I don't. Because I'll speak for myself, I have my own personal issues. I have my own things that I'm working through in life. And the last thing that I would want would be for someone to sit there and highlight my wrong. So I'm not going to do that to you. So that is why I love Brothers Echo Radio. That's why I believe this podcast is so different. Because if I can't uplift and build, I don't need to be here. So that's really what it's all about. Uplifting and building and helping. And I hope that I'm helping someone avoid, you know, those pitfalls, just as though those same pitfalls that someone helped me avoid. And some of those pitfalls, I decided to jump in head first. I want to make sure others don't follow that lead as well. So that's why I think we're different. Brothers Echo is different, and we are the best, and we are going all the way up. So yeah, but a brand new episode. And I want to talk about something that I have been feeling so strongly about. So, and it's really about being determined to have a great day. I know that's simple enough. It may sound like, well, I mean, have a good day. And I've said it in times past that before you start your day, hopefully before you get out of bed, you know, you tell God, thank you. And then as you tell God, thank you, speak over your day. I truly do not believe in just allowing things to happen to you. When I get out of this bed and I get, you know, do my thing as far as getting ready for the day and getting my daughter ready for her day, when I face the world, obviously things are going to come that are outside of my control, right? But it's up to me how I choose to handle those things. So I want to talk about being determined to have a good day. And I noticed something today. I was driving back because, you know, my commute is rather long. Well, it's not terrible, but it's enough to make me want to go ahead and move. So I'm driving back, having a great day. I stopped over at the gas station and just, you know, heading back. And as I was pulling out the gas station, this woman was in her car. I'm about to pull out, but I stopped. you know, I didn't want to cut her off. And this woman is in her car just going bananas, saying all type of things. I can see her mouthing, you know, saying some things. And I'm looking at her and I'm going to keep it a 100. I did not use profanity. Praise the Lord. But I remember just, I said something back. I'm like, yo, like pretty much like, what's wrong with you? I mean, she looked relative, I mean, pretty young, maybe in her 40s. And she's just going off and just saying all type of crazy stuff. And then just so, I mean, she did not want me to get in. All right, cool. The light turned green. She continued to go. I'm driving in the same direction. I'm right behind her. She moved over to the left. Next thing I know, she's stuck behind some car. She can't move, but I'm moving forward. And she's still going off. And I thought about something. You know, we have to stop allowing our emotions to drive you. Please do not allow your emotions to drive you, because your emotions will drive you off a cliff. And so many people have crashed out in life because of their emotions, because they felt a certain way. I feel like I need to say this. I feel like I need to do this. I need to keep it real. I'm XYZ. And because those emotions took the lead of their day, some folks are in prison right now, in jail right now, in hospitals right now, or just outside right now, because they allowed their emotions to take over. So I'm going to tell you about my day Friday. So, you know, I'm in the DMV area on Friday. So picture this. So if I have any listeners that are fans of the show, The Golden Girls, there's a character that I thought was just so adorable. Her name was Sophia. The character name was Sophia. And anytime she would reminisce or share a story that something has happened or something that she made up, she would always say, picture this. So picture this. This is Friday, right? My truck's fully gassed up. I'm driving to my job early morning. You know, the air is crisp. You know, it's unusually nice outside. So I put my windows down a little bit. I'm turning into my building. And, you know, in DMV area, they play that go-go music. So I got the go-go music playing. And I'm really a fan of go-go music now. I don't know what it is, but go-go is where it's at. So go-go music playing. And I'm feeling amazing in that DC Friday type vibe. I walk in my office. You know, I'm checking my emails. I'm checking in with certain people. And we are just winning. We have things going on. And I'm excited about what we're about to bring to this agency. I'm feeling good, right? However, there are things going on behind the scenes of my life. There are things that I'm dealing with, certain things that we all are, that most, I guess, reasonable-minded people would probably feel overwhelmed, uncertain, uneasy, all the above. But it is simply a choice. And I'm not trying to minimize what anyone may be feeling or dealing with. The whole point of Brothers Echo is to let you know that we all are dealing with something. That no one is alone in this life, this battle. No one is alone. And I listened to this one song. It was a gospel song. And as the song was ending, the soloist said, he never wastes a battle. And I'm saying all that because it was truly a choice for me to say, I'm going to have a great day. My hair is sitting right. I got my lashes on right. Things just worked out that day. The night before, you know. The night before, I hope the video didn't cut out because someone tried to call. Let me put this on Do Not Disturb on this microphone. But the night before, someone tried to call with some shenanigans. But it was a decision. And I remember just driving into my spot at the job. And I'm just feeling amazing. But it takes that mindset for you all to say, for all of us to say, you know what, I can't focus on this. But also know that you're not alone. Back to the story about what happened today with the lady in her vehicle who was just going off in her vehicle. as she's doing all that, and you know, I'm looking at her and I'm saying what I'm saying, but I'm really looking at her going off. And I was reminded of a story I heard. And it goes like this. And some of you may have heard this story. But there's a gentleman. He would, every morning, he would walk to, so he's in New York, and they have like this magazine stand. It has newspapers, magazines, gum, water, little refreshment items there, coffee. And he'll go and, you know, grab his item, pay for it, and leave. But unfortunately, it's not that simple for him because the cashier is just, well, just a rude person. Lashes out, yells at the customers, you know, makes condescending remarks. But the guy would just grab his coffee, his newspaper, give the cashier the cash and say, have a great day. And the cashier would yell back, I don't need to have your good day. Or you keep your good day. You keep that and just yell at this person. Now, I would think a reasonable person would say, you know what? I'd rather just go to, you know, Wawa or Starbucks. I'm not going to deal with this. But the guy would continue to go to this particular stand every morning. I'm sure out of convenience, it's right by his home. He would stop there, then head on to work or wherever he was going every morning. So one morning, a buddy decided to walk with them. You know, they met up. He said, hey, let me stop and grab a coffee and a newspaper, and then we'll just head on. Same thing happened. The guy began to yell, was just short with them, and just his normal, rude, stank self. So his buddy asked him, he said, hey, man, why are you putting up with this? I mean, this man has disrespected you, just said some things to you. I would not give him a dollar. I would, matter of fact, turn him in so we can shut this place down. What are you doing? And he said, even in all of that, you still treated him with respect. You began, you know, you paid and you walked off. And what he said really grabbed my attention. And what he shared was, he said, some people are like overflowing trash bins. And they're looking for a place to store some trash, their trash. Their trash bearing their attitude, their trash bearing their day, their trash bearing their, you know, anger from their marriage, their children, their financial issues, their health, their mental issues, whatever it is, they're looking for a place to store that. And they want to find that in someone. He said, but he's not going to find that in me. I don't want it. I don't accept the trash. You keep all that. And that's how he went through life. He says, up to you how you let an individual affect you. So back to that individual, back to that, what happened today with the young lady in the vehicle. For a moment, I looked at that trash and I said, I should knock it over. But I decided, no. Just like that man, I don't want that trash. But then beyond that, I looked at her. Now, this probably lasted a few seconds, but I was able to slow that moment down and really look at her. I mean, really, truly look at her. And I thought about it. She doesn't know me. I do not know her. But yet she's angry. She's yelling and she's saying all type of whatever she's saying in her vehicle, just going, falling apart. So it's clear she's dealing with some other issues. It's clear she has a lot of trash overflowing in her life. Overflowing. And she's trying to find a place somewhere to put that. And I'm thinking to myself, not me. Not on this chirpy day. Not on this day when I have my music going. Not on this day where, you know, I'm looking cute and sitting right. Not today. Devil is what I thought about that. And it goes back to setting my attention for the day. You know, it's funny. Have you noticed when you start shopping for a vehicle, and I'm doing that right now, trying to find another vehicle, and it seems like every vehicle you see is the exact model that you're considering, like every vehicle. And there's a study that says that's because your brain can only actually consciously perceive part of what's going on around you at any time. Follow me. What you notice is whatever matches things that is already at some things, it's a name for it. It's like your brain matches things that's already on the top of your mind. And it's a phenomenon, I can't talk right now. It's a phenomenon researchers call selective attention. Researchers call it selective attention. And I think the scientist suggests, I forgot this name. I believe the scientist is by the name of Webb, who suggests that you become more deliberate about your attentions. When you become more deliberate about certain things in your mindset, you'll see it more often throughout your day. And that goes back to your attentions. So I'm going to go back to my life. So let's say, you know, I'm pulling up in my parking spot, my spot at the job, Friday. I got my go-go music playing. I'm feeling good. Looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to the weather changing and the cherry blossoms are coming. So I'm excited, right? So let's say all that good, those good things are happening, but I'm about to walk inside and face a challenging colleague. Typically, when you focus on those facts that, okay, man, I got to face this person. You know, they have a negative attitude. They're not easy to get along with. They always find an issue with something. You go in expecting that thing. You're going expecting, okay, let me go deal with this individual. The person may smile at you. Now you're mad. You think they smirked at you. All type of things, right, are filtering throughout your mind. So more than likely, you're going to focus on a negative or that selective attention. But when you're deliberate about your day, no matter what that colleague does or says, you're going to say, you know what, no matter what type of time he or she's on, I'm going to be fine with me. I'm going to go in and say, hello, Brenda. I don't care if Brenda decides to look at me as smirk or whatever Brenda does. There's no Brenda. That's just a name I'm using in this example. I have to be okay with knowing that person is not going to drop their trash on my lap. And now let me tell you one thing. People get upset when they can't drop trash in your area. I mean, they get downright ignorant when you don't receive them. But that's okay, because, you know, it's interesting. Another part that's interesting to me is I've certainly seen a person try to egg on a person that's at peace with themselves. When a person is at peace and they're just minding their business, they may have an earbud in with their music playing and enjoying their in that moment that they're having their day. I've actually seen people look and try to figure out a way to get to a person, because some people are just on assignment just to be that thorn in your side. But if you have your day filled with, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. These are my boundaries, and this is what I'm going to enjoy, and this is what will not penetrate that boundary. That is how you tell yourself, and that's how you determine within yourself that you are going to have a good day. At the beginning, it may have sounded simple when I say be determined to have a great day, but it actually takes work. It takes work to understand that you're facing so many obstacles. It takes work. It takes work when you're feeling and dealing with depression, betrayal. Oh, that takes some time. That takes some work. That takes some determination. That takes something. But no matter what it takes, don't let it take anything from you. You're the add to it. There are moments in life where it may be difficult to get yourself out of that bed, but you have to do it. It's imperative that you know that you are not alone. I'm going back to that. Set realistic and attainable goals for your day. Understand some people are living with depression. And sometimes depression can really break your body down. But set a goal. Even if that goal is to get up and brush, floss and brush your teeth, set a goal. And as you set that goal, set another one. Okay, now I'm going to wash my face. Sorry, y'all, got some work being done in my house. And that's how you do it. And that is what you call placing one foot in front of the next by setting those goals, being determined. I just want to touch on that because I met someone earlier in the week, and this young lady was dealing with depression to the point where it was affecting her day to day. But be determined. And as always, I hope I help somebody. So tomorrow, as you're listening, as you're driving to work, as you're coming home from work, whatever it is that you're doing, the negative part of your life, deal with it as you deal with it. But find a good in your day. I don't care if you have to look at the sky and say, you know what, it's awfully beautiful today, and I'm going to focus on that, but be determined to have a great day. As always, thank you all so much for supporting Brothers Echo Podcast. I cannot thank you enough. We are growing, and it is official. We are global. We are global. When I first started this podcast, I never would have guessed. I would have liked to have been global, but I didn't start with that in mind. I started with just the opportunity to help someone. And when I looked at the report and I saw where we are on the map, it touched my heart. And that's only because of you. So thank you. And to those of you that send me emails, thank you. And, you know, you can always reach me on brothersechoradio@gmail.com. brothersechoradio@gmail.com. Or go over there to Facebook and just type in Brothers Echo Radio. And you'll see the logo, the icon. You see my face and just hit follow. What's another way you can reach out to me? Oh, yeah. And lastly, I have an app. So just go to the Google App Store, Apple App Store, and type in Brothers Echo Radio, and you'll find your girl Simone. But more importantly, be determined to have a good day, and also be determined to take care of you. And as I always say, live this life for an audience of two, and that's God and you. Take care.